Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. Horse. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half. It sucked. It stunk.
How's it going, everyone? And welcome back to the Raiders Daily. My name is Stephen Michaels. As you know, the voice of the voiceless for the Raider Nation. I have not been on this platform, the Raiders Daily, have not done a show for the Raiders Daily, as I've been doing the Raiders Weekly on YouTube for Silver and Black Media. So go ahead and check that out. I do a show once a week there with Phil Robinson, where we talk about the Raiders every single week. Basically doing this show, but with someone else. Same energy. Still the best in the world, because I'm on there. And you should really check it out. I think you'll really like it. So go ahead, and we're doing video there, so now you can see me wearing my sunglasses and being a crazy man and breaking down your Las Vegas Raiders. Speaking of that team, I am not happy with that team, and that's why we are doing a show today, because that team is 0-2. That team has not looked good. That team reminds me of the 2008 Detroit Lions. The one that went 4-0 in the preseason and 0-16 in the regular season. Preseason heroes. The Raiders looked phenomenal in preseason. Everyone was so hyped. Davante Adams. Chandler Jones. A new offense. Josh McDaniels. But I always had my doubts. I always said, and I never lied to you guys, I always was a little concerned, a little worried about Josh McDaniels as a head coach. We know he sucked last time in Denver, and we know all of these Patriot coordinators that come out of New England, every time they get an opportunity to go on their own and become a head coach, they all have failed. There's not one successful one. They've all sucked. And now, Josh McDaniels, he has a team loaded with talent, and the Raiders are 0-2. So let's break this down real quick. The first game against the Chargers, a game where Derek Carr, a guy who just got paid an extension, a guy who goes in there, throws three interceptions, he takes all these sacks, awful performance by Derek Carr. Underthrowing, you name it, this guy is just not accurate. Still has a chance to win that football game. And there I am, watching the game. And I know Derek Carr. The one thing we can all agree about Derek Carr is, usually if you give him the ball with 2 minutes, he's pretty damn clutch. But not this time. Derek Carr fumbles the ball, like he does all the time when he gets sacked, fumbles the ball, and the Raiders do not get that comeback win. They were in position for a comeback win in week one, despite turning the ball over that many times and throwing three interceptions. Still, Derek Carr fails. All of you in Raider Nation, week two against the Arizona Cardinals. The Arizona Cardinals are coming off a loss against Kansas City Chiefs where they get shellacked. They get destroyed. This is the Vegas home opener. The Raiders come out and they look good. They are up 20-0. They go into halftime 20-0. Then they break down and they lose this game. They lose a 20-0 lead and lose the game 29-13. To be clear, in the history of this organization, the Raiders, they have never, ever blown a 20-point lead in franchise history, and they did that against the Cardinals. This was a pathetic performance, an absolutely pathetic performance. First half, fine. But let me tell you something, though. The first half, even though they had a 20-0 lead, they should have had a bigger lead. They should have had a much bigger lead. Instead, they settled for a field goal. Once again, they did not have to they settled for two field goals, by the way, in the first half. Those should have been touchdowns. Derek Carr, for the first two games, is not reading the field. He is not scoping the field. The first game, it was like, Devontae Adams. That's fine. That's fine. But you still got to look for other targets, every once in a while. And then you go to this game against the Cardinals game, it's like Devontae Adams isn't on your team. And he's not the only. Derek Carr, listen, this guy has regressed. And I know there's this thing with Raider fans about Derek Carr. But you can't deny this guy has regressed. At least these first two games. And let me tell you something. Usually I would say, well, listen, it's only two games, right? That's like the normal thing to say. It's only two games. It's only week two. But the Raiders play in the AFC West. They lost against the Chargers. And they just lost against the Cardinals. And they don't look good. The coaching doesn't look good. The players don't look good. And now when you're 0-2 in the NFL, basically that means you have a 9.5% chance of making the playoffs. All 0-2 teams since 1970 have a 9.5% chance of making the playoffs if you're 0-2. So that is not a good thing. So you can say, well, it's only two games. Well, those only two games in the AFC West is a big deal. And history shows us if you're 0-2 in the NFL, you're not going very far. So can the Raiders be, can they somehow be one of those 9.5% teams that actually make the playoffs after going 0-2? I'm going to tell you something. Right now, I would not bet a penny on that. No way. This coaching staff, terrible. The defense, they have several guys that have been playing very hard. Max Crosby's been playing very hard. Even though I would like to see some sacks out of these guys. But, they're getting there. Max Crosby seems like he's the only one on that defensive line that's doing anything. Chandler Jones is a bust. Chandler Jones is the new Warren Sapp. I think he came to the Raiders just for a paycheck. He goes up against his former team. I really thought this, since he was a ghost against the Chargers, I thought this would be the game. He's going up against his former team that he makes a statement. Instead, he's a ghost again. Why are the Raiders paying him? Cut him! Put Malcolm Kuntz in there. Put Clinton Farrell in there. I don't care who you put in there, but Chandler Jones does not deserve to be on that defensive line. This guy has done nothing in two games. Absolutely nothing. Nate Hobbs, this guy has been balling out. Nate Hobbs has looked fantastic. Rakia Sin has looked great. So, there's some guys, there's some bright spots on that defense. But I'm sorry. When you give Kyle Murray 20 seconds on a two-point conversion, he ran 89 yards back and forth for 20 seconds. No quarterback should have 20 seconds to throw the ball. And then he decides, I'm just going to run it in. No one can get this guy. Come on! This team has played like garbage for 2 weeks, and they are in the toughest division in the entire NFL. And, we can't talk about playoffs. And Josh McDaniels, he's not looking... this is looking terrible here. Derek Carr, regressed. Josh McDaniels doesn't look good. And, you know, eventually, if the Raiders lose against the Titans and they're 0-3, I would not be shocked to see Jared Stidham warming up. I'm not even joking around right now. They are going to cut Derek Carr if they don't get their shit together fast. This team has been awful for 2 weeks. You do not get a 20-0 lead and blow it. They did nothing at halftime. When you have a 20-0 lead, you just can't sit there and do nothing. I mean, people always point to, you know, John Gruden was terrible. But I'll tell you one thing right now. If John Gruden was the coach of that, let's say he's the coach against the Cardinals, the Raiders win that game. Hell, if John Gruden was the coach, I bet you they beat the Chargers in week one. And the Chargers game, Derek Carr, I mean, like I said, 3 interceptions, taking all these sacks. Because, first of all, well, some can blame the offensive line. And by the way, the offensive line, that's another Raiders problem. They are still shuffling offensive linemen, and it's week two. Normal teams already have their 5 offensive linemen. They know who their starters are. The Raiders, they're still figuring out, and we're going into week 3. What is wrong with this team? This is something that should have been addressed a long time ago, before training camp. But it is not. They still don't know the right combos. They're still throwing 4 different combos out there of offensive linemen. What is wrong with these people? They are dysfunctional. This reminds me of the Aaron Brooks Oakland Raiders. I mean, everyone's playing bad. Josh Jacobs should be getting the ball a lot more. They should be running the ball a lot more. In fact, if they did run the ball a lot more against the Cardinals, the Raiders are 1-1 right now. Instead, Derek Carr is throwing balls over people's heads, not making the right reads, just playing awful. The guy has been awful for 2 weeks. And then, of course, you know, it doesn't make it any better that he makes an accurate pass to Hunter Renfrow, and Hunter Renfrow fumbles the football, and the Cardinals win. I mean, that's on Hunter Renfrow. He lost the game, ultimately. But still, the Raiders had a 20-0 lead. So it's kind of hard to blame him for one fumble when you already had a 20-0 lead. 20-0. Think about that. 20-0 entering halftime. And all what happened after that. I mean, Raiders had their opportunities. Their defense. They forced the Cardinals to punt the ball. And then the Raiders get the ball. They go 3-and-out. Cardinals, boom, touchdown. Raiders march down the field for 8 plays. But Derek Carr can't get the job done, and the Raiders have to settle for a field goal. Then it was 23-7. Then the defense steps it up. They shut the Cardinals down. The Cardinals go for it on 4th down. The Raiders shut them down. That's where the momentum has to come. That's where the Raiders have to literally put the game to an end. Put your neck on their throat and chop their head off. Right there. You got the momentum. You stopped them on 4th down. But what happens? I mean, the Raiders are up 23-7. If the Raiders go down the field right there and score a touchdown, this game's over. Instead, the Raiders go 3-and-out for 0 yards and take 24 seconds off the clock. 24 seconds off the clock. 3 plays, 24 seconds, and they punt. What happens from there? 9 plays, 54 yards, almost a 4-minute drive, touchdown for the Arizona Cardinals. Just like that. Just like that. And by the way, they go for 2. 15-23. The Raiders, they must respond, right? They must respond. No, they go 5 plays for 14 yards and then they punt the ball away. The defense is completely gassed. All the Raiders have been doing is punting. They are gassed. And they go five plays. And they punt the football back to the red hot Cardinals, who are just slashing your defense in half. And the Cardinals go 18 plays, 73 yards for a touchdown, and getting a two-point conversion. Like I said, 20 seconds Kyle Murray had to throw the football. 20 seconds. He ran 89 yards back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Not one DB, you know, a safety or someone told a cornerback while this is going on, I'm breaking off the route, I'm going after the quarterback. The defensive tackles, these guys aren't doing anything. They literally have their hands on their hips because they can't chase this guy around. No. I mean, there's just no balls. That's the only way to explain it. There is no energy. No one's getting after this guy. He's making the Raiders look like a bunch of clowns. And that's what they are. A bunch of clowns sitting at 0-2. And what happens? The Cardinals get the two-point conversion. Kyle Murray walks it right in after holding the ball for 20 seconds. He walks it right in. They tie the game up and they go to overtime. 23-23 after the Raiders were up 20-0. All the Raiders did is get 3 points in the second half. That's it. Meanwhile, the Cardinals, they score 23 points. They score 23 points in two quarters. The Raiders had a 20-0 lead into halftime. And then after halftime, they had 3 points to show for it. 3 points. That's all they scored in the second half. Bad coaching? This guy sucks. And that's what I was worried about. I was worried about this guy sucking, and he sucks. Josh McDaniels sucks. Patrick Graham's defense. Patrick Graham should have never been a defensive coordinator. He sucks. The talent is just not there. Like I said, a lot of overpaid guys, overhyped guys, not very good. Derek Carr is very, very concerning. I mean, listen, Derek Carr has always been inconsistent, right? Everyone knows that. And if you say he's not, you're just a liar. You're a fanboy who does not know football. But I'm here to tell you, Derek Carr, in the history of his career, has never been consistent. He's always had 2-3 games a year where he just falls apart. That is just Derek Carr. Is he great at comebacks? He's one of the best. When he has the ball in the fourth quarter, I am very, very, I mean, it's almost like when Kobe Bryant would have the game, would have the ball, you know, and with hardly no time remaining, you know he would make that special play. You know he would do it. That's how Derek Carr is. Well, was. But he was inconsistent. He would have these bad games where he'd throw these interceptions. But it would never be this early in the season. Usually week one, Derek Carr would be on fire. But no, not this year. This guy, for some reason, and I don't know what it is, but he is just not accurate at all with this football. He is overthrowing guys. He is throwing over their heads. He's throwing behind a lot of guys, which is, I mean, Derek Carr probably should have about 9 interceptions already. I'm not kidding. He should have at least 8 interceptions. If the DBs for the Chargers and Arizona don't drop all these passes, these picks that go right through their hands, Derek Carr would have like 8 or 9 interceptions on the season already. He has not been accurate at all. Week one, I mean, it was the Devontae Adams show, and that's fine. I mean, if he's going to win you the game, if you're going to throw to one guy and he's going to win you the game, that's fine. The problem with week one, though, was he was forcing the ball to Devontae Adams when there was, you know, Mac Hollins was wide open, for example, in the end zone a few times. And the Raiders could have won that game easily. Easily. Week two, you know, he was throwing to Mac Hollins. By the way, Keelan Cole didn't see any action. I don't know why. probably because his coaching staff does not know what they are doing. Josh Jacobs is running very hard and very well, and he's running, you know, again with an O-line that is just a bunch of guys. And there's no, I mean, it's just, here, throw this guy in, throw this guy in, throw this guy in. They don't even have an offensive line set, and Josh Jacobs is still running hard, but they don't commit to the run. If they committed to the run, especially in the second half, the Raiders win this game against the Arizona Cardinals. But they didn't. They decided to throw the ball, and Derek Carr, not being accurate, cost them this football game. And then Hunter Renfrow, obviously, fumbling in overtime, and the Cardinals take it to the house. And next thing you know, the Raiders are 0-2. They lose their home opener game. This team is not looking good. And trust me, I want this team to turn around. I've been covering this organization, the Las Vegas Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, for 9 years. I've been covering this team like a blanket, better than anyone else. And that's just facts. Don't come at me with anyone else. No one's better than me at covering football. No one knows the Raiders more than I know the Raiders. It's just facts. We got people stealing my name, Raiders Daily, on Instagram. We got all the people trying to duplicate me. They try to. I mean, come on. It's ridiculous. You can't duplicate the best in the world, and that's me. It's just the facts. 9 years I've been covering this team, okay? I have yet to see this team win a single playoff game. In 9 years, I think this team had, what, 2 winning records? 9 years. When is this team going to get it together? And I gotta say something. I like Mark Davis, the owner. But if he can't hire the right people, maybe it's time he sells the team to someone who can. And I really like Mark Davis a lot. I really, truly do. But we bring in Dave Ziegler. We bring in all these guys from New England, which, you know, I got to be honest about. I'm a little scared about. I was scared about them. You guys know, you listen to this show. If you listen to this show, what was my biggest concern? Josh McDaniels. That was the biggest unknown. Could this guy be a good head coach? So far, in the first 2 weeks, the Raiders are 0-2. His coaching has been terrible. His play calling has been terrible. Derek Carr getting an extension. I would have never have done that. The guy's been here with the Raiders since 2014. He has yet to win a playoff game. I mean, come on. And now, you give the guy money, you make him happy, you say, you're going to be our quarterback. Look, we'll even give you a contract. And the guy's playing like this? And listen, here are the facts. This is the only show, the only podcast, and this is facts, by the way. This isn't me just, you know, being me and talking trash. This is the only show that the people in that building and the players listen to. This is the only show, and I know that for a fact. I can swear on my children on it. I am telling you right now. So when I speak, they listen. They may not do what I say, obviously, but they listen to what I say. They don't like what I say sometimes, and I got a lot of direct messages to prove it. A lot of text messages to prove it. Some players don't like it when I call them out on this show. But that's what I do because I am the voice of the voiceless for you, the Raider Nation. And I'm respected because I know the game of football. And I'm telling you right now, this team is in shambles. They are a circus. They don't know what they're doing. They don't. And it's not, you know, getting used to the system, blah, blah, blah. No. Listen. Derek Carr is a professional, but the guy is, I mean, he's regressed. He's regressed tremendously, and I want them to get back on track, but the coaching has to be better. The play calling has to be better. The defense has to bring some pressure on the quarterback. There's no pressure on these quarterbacks at all. They have all day to throw. Like I said, Max Crosby, this guy, I mean, I feel bad for him that he's on that team. He should be on a great team. If he was on an average team, this guy would probably already have 5 sacks in a season. This guy is nonstop motor. He has been playing phenomenal. Nate Hobbs has been playing phenomenal. Amik Robertson got an interception. So there have been bright spots with players on this team. The problem is, as a collective effort, this team has just not put it together, and now we are sitting here 0-2 about to play the Tennessee Titans, who are also 0-2. This game will be in Tennessee, and trust me, they're not going to want to go 0-3. So the Raiders are in danger of going 0-3, and if they go 0-3, guess what? Season's over. Now, I kind of believe the season's over already, to be honest. I'm not going to lie to you. I hope not. I hope and I pray that this team can turn it around somehow. But they are in a division with the Kansas City Chiefs and the LA Chargers, who are both way better than the Raiders. I hate to break the news to everyone listening, but they're just better than them. But the Raiders, let me tell you something. Like I said, that first week, it was week one though, so I don't know if that would happen right now. But Derek Carr threw 3 interceptions, and still the Raiders had a chance to win that game. And they blew it. But they had a chance to win that game. They had a chance to win against the Cardinals. I mean, a chance. They were up 20-0. They blew it. The Raiders blew it. So now, Tennessee Titans are up next. What will happen? Will the Raiders go 0-3 and their season be tanked? And if this team ends up winning, let's say, because by the way, if you go 0-3, the chances are, it's like a 88% chance you only win about 4.5 games on a season, just to let you know. So if they go 0-3, and they win, let's say, 4 or 5 games this year, Mark Davis better get some balls, fire Josh McDaniels, let Derek Carr go, let him go somewhere else, go get a different quarterback, get a different coach. It just didn't work out. Do not let this play on for 4 years of losing. Because you're in Las Vegas. Eventually, that stadium, if you keep losing, is just going to be a stadium for opposing teams. It already is a little bit. It already is. But it's going to get really bad. Really bad. If this team does not turn it around this year, and Mark Davis continues to do this, I'm telling you, it's not going to end up well. Derek Carr may be a great person, but there's no doubt, if you watch these games, he has regressed, and he's regressed tremendously. And I don't know why. He has Davante Adams, his best friend, the guy he played with college with. Davante Adams looked great in week one. But against the Cardinals, the guy had 2 catches. Now, Davante Adams is an awesome wide receiver, but you got to get him the football. And, I mean, come on. Anyone can go back and watch that game. Davante Adams was open a few times, but Derek Carr just can't get him there. Now, I have this theory that Derek Carr is still too jittery. He's too nervous about this offensive line, seeing new faces in the huddle every time he's about to, you know, huddles up. He's got a new offensive lineman in there. Now, to be honest with you, that would, you know, get me a little nervous too. What are they seeing on the sideline that I'm not seeing? And that pocket does collapse. But the thing is, Derek Carr's got to get the ball out of his hands fast, make the right decisions fast. Also, Josh McDaniels has to be a better play caller. Also, on defense, they got to be more aggressive. That's what has to happen. Week 3 is coming, guys. And this team cannot go 0-3. That's just the reality. They cannot go 0-3 in the AFC West. If you're 0-3 in the AFC West, it's over. I mean, come on. It's over. Unless you're that delusional that you think that this team is going to go 0-3 and then beat the Broncos, the Chiefs, the Chargers. You know, go on some kind of crazy run where they don't lose another game the rest of the season, but you should be in a mental ward if you think that's the case. If they go 0-3, they are done. Complete, kaput, done. So let's hope that does not happen. Let's hope this team can at least get to 1-2 and then face off against the Broncos, who I think is... they're way overrated. By the way, all the national media, oh, the Broncos are going to be so great because they got Russell Wilson. Who was the guy that was telling you do not fear Russell Wilson because he is the most overrated quarterback in the National Football League? Me. The Broncos are not that good. They are not. And it shows on the field, and I'm telling you right now, they're just as good as the Raiders. So the Raiders could actually beat Denver. So if they can somehow beat the Tennessee Titans, beat Denver, they can get back to 2-2, maybe they can save their season. Maybe. We shall see. But anyways, that is it for today's show. Remember, go on YouTube, type in Silver and Black Media or The Raiders Weekly. You will find my show, me and Phil Robinson's show. We do every week. Every week we do a show and we break down the games. So it's just like this, but it's video. So I think you guys will really, really like it. So go ahead and do that. And thanks a lot. Oh, and if you're listening to this, because I uploaded on YouTube, subscribe to this channel thing. I don't really know much about YouTube, but I finally figured out how to monetize it, I guess. I think, anyways. But if, you know, subscribe to it, I guess. Or, you know what, you can also donate on Cash App. It's just Raiders Daily. That's it. Or on Venmo, the Raiders Daily Podcast. If you want to. If you want to support me, the voice of the voiceless for you, the Raider Nation. All right, everyone. I will see you guys next week. Remember, check out the Raiders Weekly this week. Silver and Black Media on YouTube. Like and subscribe over there. And I'll be right over here as well. I'll see you guys. Let's go. Let's win this game this week. Let's beat the Tennessee Titans. Let's at least get a victory under our belts before this season completely goes up in flames. Because right now there's a little fire there. There's a little fire there. There really is. And it's going to keep getting bigger. But this team has to somehow stomp it out. My name is Stephen Michaels. This is The Raiders Daily.